Hey, this is Cecil and Marsha Garrett. We are back to keeping it 100.
Hey, babe. So I've been getting some feedback about the podcast.
Okay.
And one thing I've heard was that we sound sleepy.
That's only because we were a little bit, but we wanted to make sure we got the word out that we had in our spirit.
Yeah. I'm like, half the time we're recording after the kids go to bed.
True.
So it's kind of late. It is just chill time. So, you know, our voices probably are
a little raspy.
Down. You know, a little less enthused, I guess. Than they could be.
Yeah.
But
we're very serious about what we're talking about.
Very serious about that. Very focused about it. Very in tune. So, But I know you had a topic, something we've been discussing.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, throughout these last few weeks, it's been coming up here and there. And I call it curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity, you know, the thing, the topic that we're talking about is kids being curious about their bodies at early ages.
Mm-hmm.
And where did it come from?
Mm-hmm.
And we're very concerned about that because the world makes it more and more easy for them to get access to pornography, anything that's may trigger their minds to think about things they shouldn't be thinking about at this age.
Yeah, and it's not, it is easier to get a hold of these different types of things now. It's like right at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been around.
Yeah.
It's not like me and you didn't have access to these things if we wanted them. Maybe just not as easy as it is today for our kids to get a hold of it.
It wasn't easy. It's in the palm of their hands. When we say the palm of their hand, I'm totally against any kid that's under the age of 16 to have a cell phone. I don't see the point.
16?
Yeah, I think unless they're working outside the house and they need to be communicating with their family, their mom and dad mainly, and that's their main support, that's just my view on it. Other people may think differently, but you putting the wide web in the kid's hand, and you're making it easy for them to be caught up with so many different things that's going on in the world today. And last thing you want to do is have your kids being confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of information. Yes, you're right. A lot of information that like is at their fingertips.
Yes.
And if we're not careful with what they're looking at or how often they're looking at things on these tablets and these phones, it can get out of control. And we've seen situations where it's gotten out of control. And it's not just electronics, things on TV. They just kind of slide things in, even with these kid movies and kid shows. We got to be very careful and very intentional about what we're doing with our children and protecting their spirits and their hearts.
So what you're saying is you got to do your research on what movie that comes out. Just because it's Disney doesn't mean it's all Disney.
Definitely not. Yeah, definitely not. So, yeah, we have to sit and we have to watch with them or, like you just said, like researching in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But even with some of that research in advance, there are still things that can slide in.
Yeah, unfortunately. So we got to be intentional what we say to our kids, because you don't want to downplay anything, but you don't want to uplift anything that may be glorified in the world, but you don't think it's glorified that you want to be glorified in your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like at this point, for me, our pastor said yesterday, he said, at this point for him, there's nothing that could change his mind about Jesus.
Right.
And I'm the same way. We have a lot of history with Jesus.
Yes.
We've come through many a storm. We've gone through many things.
Mm-hmm.
We have a history. We have a relationship that's been developed with God.
Yeah.
Our kids are not necessarily in that same situation where they have a relationship or have things that have their relationship has truly been developed. And because of that, we have to be careful, like we just said. You and I did not have so many things at our disposal to get us caught up and get our minds to change about different things. Our yeah. parents, I literally had the fear of God from my mind. Like, to this day, I am not going to mess with that woman. You know, I'm not going to mess with my parents in a certain way. I just have this reverential fear for them.
Yeah.
And just a certain respect and reverence for them and what they say that I honor to this day.
Yeah.
So there's just things that I'm just not going to do. But because we're in a situation in society now where there are yeah. so many things and so many opinions and so many thoughts yes. about everything, our kids are questioning us a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting themselves involved in a lot more. Kids are saying a lot more without any true information and anything to sustain yeah. what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets the muddy. The waters can get really muddy really quickly.
Yeah.
But there's, again, for me, there's nothing that can change my mind, but there's so many things and so many influences out here
yeah.
that seep in, little foxes and little subtle stuff
mm-hmm.
that come in to change our kids' yeah. minds about stuff.
I try to make it seem like it's just common. It's okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is okay. This is okay. This is okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, not everything is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because that's your views on it don't mean it has to be everybody's view on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they should be shoving things down our throat like they do, but they do. I'm not going to sit back and just accept it
mm-hmm.
because that's, if it's not of God, it's not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing, we want to make sure that the kids have the honest truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to have their own minds. We're not trying to program in them to be like us or act mm-hmm. like us or even talk like us.
Mm-hmm.
But we are going to share the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people may even say that that's what we're doing, but that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. That's being one sided. That's saying what you're saying and your views and your mm-hmm. points are more valid than mine.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not true. We're going by what the truth says.
Mm-hmm.
If we stand on the truth, then nothing else can hinder us from or making us feel bad about what we believe.
Yeah, and some of that, you said standing on the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The issue with today is that there are so many said truths out
right.
there. You know, we have to be intentional.
Let's call it what it is. It's said confusion.
Okay, yeah.
You know, you're putting people, well, the kids we're talking about. We're putting kids in a position where they just questioning everything. Okay, why
mm-hmm.
we can't do this at our house and Susie and John get to do it at their house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't say anything about what Susie and John's parents mm-hmm. allow.
Mm-hmm.
But in this house, we are going to make sure that we follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
If mom and dad's not doing it, then we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not just that, but just kind of going back to like the confusion, as you mm-hmm. call it, it is confusion.
Yes.
But it's coming out in a sense of it being truths.
Yeah.
As if this is the way it's going. This is the way that we're going to do it in our education, in relationships, in
yeah.
our daily behaviors, in our parenting. I mean, you know, even down to, like I just said, views on education, like they're really trying
yes.
to dumb us down. We got AI. I mean, AI has been around a long time, but
mm-hmm.
I use AI. You know, we all use AI.
Right.
But ChatGPT is like one of the biggest things that I use. So I do not discredit, or I'm not speaking negatively about AI, but we have to be careful with anything that we use and use excessively.
Yes.
Because if we don't use it the right way, it can become an issue or it could become a really big problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's Alexa, you know, Alexa, yeah. you can ask Alexa anything and Alexa come. Alexa has no filters.
Yes.
Aside from Bible verses. Now I ask Alexa where a certain Bible verse was and she had no clue. So I'm like, Alexa needs to get saved. But Alexa will answer any question that you have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even in that, we just have to be careful about the things that we're allowing. So I jotted down some different things
okay.
That we do as parents that we have to do, that we've done to intentionally mm-hmm. take steps to come up against the demonic influences that are trying to influence our kids and eventually impact our communities and
yeah.
our nation. So we have to take a couple steps above demonic activity.
Okay.
Because we're not right. wrestling against the kids. We're not wrestling against the flesh.
That's right.
We're wrestling against the principalities and the rulers of the darkness in high places.
Yes.
That have come to steal, kill, and destroy us all. So
all in the science of productivity, as they call it.
Yeah. So some things that we do practically, we don't allow electronic devices to be used out of our presence or throughout the weekday.
Yeah.
So it's easy to just click a button. Even with, I put it on Facebook before, so like how the world knows that my kids are known to break passwords. So,
Lord, have mercy.
So even with that, even with password protection, we have come to a place now in our parenting where we can't and don't allow our kids to use electronics out of our presence.
Yeah.
So you're like, you literally have to be sitting in our face, and it's not to make their life miserable.
Just keep their mind safe.
It's just to teach them how to protect themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
Everything you see is not golden. Everything you watch is not good. And it does drop in the kid's spirit, just like it did with ours. I'll even bring up an incident that happened when I was 12 years old. I was 12 years old, and we lived in this apartment complex, and I was going to the dumpster to throw trash away. Now, mind you, I'm only 12. I'm still thinking about Tonka trucks, Frisbees, and bow and arrows. And lo and behold, right by the dumpster was these boxes. Of course, I want to know what's in it. So I opened it, and it was Playboy, Penthouse, Hustler. I'm 12 years old, and this stuff is all in my face. And I'm like, whoa, what is this? Didn't know what I was watching, but I was curious. So those boxes ended up in my bedroom. Don't ask me how, but they ended up in my bedroom.
Oh, man.
At 12 years old. I looked at it so much, I wasn't even going outside that much.
Goodness.
And then my mom found it. I just thought she was going to murder me to death. She's going to kill me twice.
Oh, man.
But the thing is, she wasn't totally mad, but she did want me to get rid of them. Because I have younger brothers, and I did get rid of them, but those images was in my mind. They stained my brain for a lot of years.
And we had a situation with a child, another child, who said the same thing. Like some things that kind of resurfaced.
Yes.
That occurred 3 or 4 years ago. The images just could not get out of that child's head.
Right.
So they began to play on them and act on them.
Yeah.
Because when they lay down at night, image. Right. Doing schoolwork, image. Outside playing, image. I'm like, why can't you remember 1 + 1? You're in the third grade. Boom, there's a freaking image.
Yeah. Things just clouding.
From years ago. Of course you can't remember.
Lord have mercy.
But that's just how this thing works.
That's how cunning the enemy is. It comes in subtle. Sneaks in real slow. But just like we have to do things repetitiously, so does the enemy. That's why you have to constantly say things over and over and over. So you can go against the enemy that's trying to come up against your children.
So not only do we not allow electronics out of our presence, we don't allow them through the weekday. So what we're trying to do is develop a habit of not being dependent on electronics. We had a child who was so addicted to electronics that she would cry when we took the tablet away.
Right.
When it was time for tablet time to be over. Like a literal breakdown. Pulling her hair and scratching her scalp and, you know, frantically pacing when we're like, no, no tablet, no phone, you know?
That's a bad scene to see.
That was a serious addiction.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people have a lot of addictions. Some food, some lying is an addiction. You know, pornography, whatever it may be. Everybody has something that could cloud their judgment. And that's what we're trying to come up against, not letting things cloud our children's judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got enough to do with the world by itself. Let's not make it or more difficult for them by allowing certain things to be in their hands, right at their fingertips. And if we can prevent it, a lot of stuff can be prevented if you just stop being friends with your kids and be the parent.
But not just that. Again, going back to just being intentional and not being passive.
Yeah.
Time out for passive parenting, because it's hurting and it's killing our kids.
Mm-hmm. Got to be stern.
So when you know, some people call it gut, I call it Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
When you know the Holy Spirit is saying, go open the door without knocking.
Mm-hmm.
Go open the bathroom door without knocking. Go downstairs to the room at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
You do it.
Hmm.
It could just save a life, you know. Yeah. And those are things that sometimes we can kind of be like, no, that's wild. That's crazy. Yeah. That's a violation of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Holy Spirit will have us do some things that are a violation of privacy from time to time. Yeah. I'm not saying that we need to be doing some crazy stuff.
No, we ain't gotta be
fathers walking in on daughters and
right.
walking in on teens. And, you know, we gotta use some wisdom.
Right.
But when you have that gut, is what I'm talking about, that gut feeling, the Holy Spirit unctioning you to save a child. And you know when that moment is.
Yeah. I give you a small incident that happened years ago. Our kids was a lot younger. And I just went in, I told them to clean the room.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was walking out the room, the Holy Spirit just popped in my head. They just, one of them just flipped you off. Oh,
yeah, you said that.
I didn't respond to it right then and there. Mm-hmm. I waited until the next day. And I said, and I explained to them what happened, what the Holy Spirit said to me. And they broke down crying. Two of them did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they admitted to they did that. They don't even know why they did it, but they did it.
Yeah, and that is one incident. Another incident is just simply
mm-hmm.
when the Holy Spirit says, go in the kitchen now.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got kids sliding electronics under their books.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why do you have that, you know? Or clicking off of things really quickly or changing channels really quickly.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here? Conversations that might come up. You know, you just have to kind of question.
Typing with people on their computer.
Mm-hmm. So being intentional about stuff like that. We don't allow commercial watching either.
Mm.
And it's not because we feel like if they watch a commercial, it's going to just be the death of them. But that is our way of teaching them how to protect and guard their spirits. You don't just let everything
go in. Their innocence to stay pure.
Mm-hmm. You don't allow everything into your spirit. I even teach them and tell them, there's a certain things I'm not going to watch. I'll turn my head on commercials sometimes.
Yeah.
And I do that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. I do the exact same thing.
There are so many things out here that are designed to, again, to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. That we are teaching them, even as an adult, there's just things I don't want or can't have in my spirit because I want to be who I am for you,
mm-hmm.
for others.
Yes.
Most of all for God, and that's first and foremost. But if I'm allowing so much into my spirit, it's going to get pressed down. The Spirit of God is going to get pressed down if I'm not filling myself up with the truth. I'm getting so much of the world's view
mm-hmm.
and so many opinions that are not right. That God's law and God's opinion and God's way.
Yeah.
It's going to be pushed out and pressed out.
One thing I want to make perfectly clear, you can't catch everything, and that's not, you don't want to be a parent that's running around with a chicken with his head cut off, turning around, what are they doing now?
Right.
You got to rely on the Holy Spirit to lead you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't feel an unction to do a certain thing, then don't.
Don't. Mm-hmm.
You know, no one's telling you to be on guard 24/7 because that's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, just do the best you can. And, you know, when you do catch something, address it.
Yeah.
You know, address it the first time. Don't let it slide.
Yeah.
Don't be embarrassed because, you know, you like, oh, no, not Johnny's looking at this. Johnny's curious too.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that, okay, if you explain to them carefully what they've been watching and the image, so they won't taint their mind and be troubled later on,
mm-hmm.
and get caught up in, you know, it leads to other things like lying, sneakiness, and bitterness and anger, because the relationship gets tainted because of an image that they saw.
I'm glad you said that, because we don't address every single thing that we see.
No.
What we want to, even when we want to, the Holy Spirit will say, no, don't address it right now. We want to give them an opportunity and a chance to make a decision for themselves to say, this is not right.
Yeah.
I shouldn't do this.
Right.
I'm going to protect myself. And sometimes they've come to us and said, this is what I saw, or this is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, okay, well, that's good that you recognize that.
And that's an open communication.
Absolutely. You want to develop that.
Yes.
And then there's the times and situations where the Holy Spirit will say, okay, they're not going to stop. This is getting out of hand, or is about to get out of hand. You need to address it now.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do.
Yeah.
So we're not, like you just said, we're not policing them. We want them to begin to make their own decisions about stuff, and we have to put them in, we have to allow them the opportunity to make decisions for themselves.
There's a lot of things that our parents did in the olden days. Like, they sit the kids in the kitchen while they're cooking, and they look at the stove and they look at the kids and say, that's hot, don't touch. 9 times out of 10, the kids going, curiosity is going to be like, let me see what this is and touch it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And they learn from that. Not saying that that's the way you should do things,
mm-hmm.
but certain things that it was used in past times were good teachings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to make sure that you be intentional about everything that you do with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start something, finish it.
Yeah.
Don't be, don't start something and be like, okay, I can't handle this. You, whether you're somebody else train your kid. And nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They want your kid to learn from you. Who's going to be their best teacher and their first teacher?
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
What you do from that point on is what's going to determine what kind of kid you're going to have.
Sometimes it gets to be a struggle.
Yeah.
Things can begin to be a lot.
Easy, especially, but it's necessary.
It is, especially when there's so many influences. It's like, especially now, and I do, and I'm going to tell you, I do sometimes, I feel like I'm fighting a war like every hour and a half.
My Lord.
Because, one, we have a lot of girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also an owner of an academy. So I feel like I'm fighting a spiritual battle with the kids that are in my care constantly.
Mm.
And it can feel like a lot.
Yeah, it can feel like you're losing, but you're not, because the process is slow.
And it's just not, and even that is just kind of like, gosh, there's so much that they're up against. Like, why are we up against so much? Why am I having to explain pornography and LGBTQ and sex and so many different things to these kids that are 6 to 11 years old? Like, mm-hmm. it's just too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I'm
bombarded
constantly. Relationships, like, no, guys, we're not boyfriend and girlfriending right now. Mm-hmm. You're 6, you know. So if you're in a situation where you're a parent of multiples, it can feel like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get to a place where you're wondering, should I be talking to my 6-year-old about sex?
Hmm.
In this day and age, depending on the child, and if they're asking you questions about it, you absolutely should.
Yeah. Gotta
break because if you don't talk to your 6-year-old about it from a place of purity, somebody else is going to talk to your kids about it. Or they're going to look it up on their tablet or look it up on their phone. They're going to get a tainted view and opinion about it.
Right.
So when I struggle with that in my soul, I'm struggling because I'm like, gosh, dang it. I want to maintain their purity,
right,
and their innocence. I don't want to talk about this stuff. No, let's talk about Barbie dolls,
mm-hmm.
and the Branson trips. Academically,
yeah.
Let's talk about how to multiply. But no, here I am having to talk about why, you know, girls to kissing girls, and you know, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, but I can't. I got to make sure I'm doing it in such a way too, where they're still loving people, you know.
Amen. So. And that's one thing that we do teach a lot of, is love and respect. Regardless of what people may live their life, we're not going to disrespect them. We just want the same courtesy in return.
Absolutely.
You know, just because you believe in this,
that's right,
don't mean you have to pound it
that's
down
right.
my throat.
Or down my kids'
And I'm not pounding what I believe in down yours.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just respect each other from, okay, we have an honest disagreement and we move on.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
There's no need for no debate and call in all the forces and all that. Come on.
And you're basically speaking in terms of just our views and opinions about how we raise our kids, about what you believe sexually, your sexual preferences. Mm-hmm. If that's your preference, that's your preference. But yeah, you're right. Don't press that on my children.
Yeah. Nobody should be able to come into your home and tell you the way you're raising your kids. When you explain to them this, this, and the other, this is why they're doing this, and this is how they're doing it, and this is the way we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nobody should be able to come in and tell you how to raise your kids if you're not doing something that's detrimental to their life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything detrimental to my kids' life, and I'm not going to put my views on your kids.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. I had one of our daughters the other day. This is kind of off topic, mm-hmm. but it's still on topic.
Mm-hmm.
One of the kids said, I'm vegan, and that's just pretty much how it's going to be for the rest of my life. And he, you know, was like, I can't believe that you're not. And he kind of went in on her about not being vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what does that mean? And the child explained to her what it meant. She said, that means you don't eat pork chops and ham and bacon? You know? And she was so shocked about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was the funniest, most pure conversation ever.
Right. And that's the way it should be.
They both had their own opinions about meals, and that's it.
Nobody got upset.
Nobody
got angry. There's a pork lover, then there's a pork hater.
They agreed to disagree. I don't agree. She didn't agree. He didn't agree.
Man.
But they went their separate ways. Mm-hmm. She with her bacon and him with his vegan meal. You know, so, you know.
I mean, who knows? One day I might be vegan.
I can't
see it right now, right. But.
We never know.
You know, you never know. Mm-hmm. I mean, things can happen. That's my point. You can look at a thing and not be mad about it. Just be concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
If you really that concerned about it, pray to your God
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to help you. You know, so you can be able to live a coexistent life with people who don't think it's mm-hmm. like you.
Yeah.
Or you don't think like them.
Yeah.
Because we can live on this earth with peace if we wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't everybody wants their opinion to be heard. And if it's not being processed where everybody can voice their opinion, then it's going to turn into arguments. And that's not where we were trying to be.
Yeah.
We want to keep peace.
Mm-hmm. So this is a good one. Be careful who they're hanging with. For so many times, mm-hmm. we can get in situations where we don't want to hurt feelings. We don't want to hurt favorite family members' feelings. We don't mm-hmm. want to hurt friends' feelings.
Yeah.
But if you're being moved and feeling led that your child should not be hanging with a certain family member or a certain friend, then you don't do it.
Right.
What if you have, like in our case, we have all girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not, and you're probably not going to allow the girls to hang out in a house of cousins filled with boys.
No, it's not going to happen.
That's just not going to be. Or with people who don't hold most of our views on parenting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just not.
And we don't attack their views.
No, we do not. Mm-mm. That's just, it is what it is. If you don't hold the same views I hold, that's fine. My kids won't be able to come over.
Right.
Because I'm raising them. Mm-hmm. And I don't want their views tainted or twisted. Right. And that's okay.
You know, even little things like this. You know, we don't allow our kids to have a lot of sweets.
Mm-hmm.
For various mm-hmm. reasons. Mm-hmm. And all the time, somebody's mm-hmm. always trying to give our girls something.
Mm-hmm.
And they be like, you don't want them to have that?
Mm-mm.
No, I don't.
That's okay.
And then this should be okay. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Why does it have to go into a whole debate?
Question. It usually does with us.
I'm like, come on. It's not that serious.
Ask questions, but yeah.
It's not going to be their end life of, mm-hmm. if they don't get that honey bun today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is things like that. And even down to not getting a sweet, it's not a matter of them. Now, we do have kids with certain health issues where they can't mm-hmm. have these things.
Right.
But some of it boils down to trusting my voice.
Yeah.
I need to train you to trust my voice. We have to be trained to trust and hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And until our kids are wise enough and in relationship and in tune enough to understand the voice of the Holy Spirit, we're teaching them to obey ours.
That's right.
And that is my opinion. And that's my little parenting, my little PA today, parenting advice.
Yes.
For the moment, teach your child to trust your voice.
Amen.
And not the voice of so many others. Once they mm-hmm. are able to trust your voice, then they will begin to be open to hearing and trusting the voice of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because my voice is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When it comes to my kids, mm-hmm. it is. I'm the safest voice they're going to have next to the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And I stand on that.
Amen.
You stand on that.
That's right.
I know that another thing I do, I sing or remind them of songs and just different quotes and verses that we've spoken. So there's one song that's very, really very simple. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
Mm-hmm.
So then it goes into, oh, be careful, little ears. Oh, be careful, little mouth, what you say. Oh, be careful, little heart, who you trust. So when we're having different conversations, these are just little things that I'm able to remind the kids of. And then it quickens their spirit to say, oh, that's what that song means.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what that verse means. You know,
yeah.
So reminding them of the verses and the songs and things that they're singing and saying on a regular basis when they come up.
So what you're saying is you're putting things in their spirit that's going to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we stand.
Teach them how to use it.
Yeah.
Teach them how to use what they have in their soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're past our time. A constant communication on the things that we don't want to have.
Yeah.
Talks about
and constant communication on things we want them to get.
We want them to get so things that are uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We got to talk about it. You
yeah.
should talk about it.
Yes, right.
No matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
In this particular case, it is the sex. It is the pornography. It is relationships. It is gender identity. That's
yeah.
what it is. That's what we got to talk about.
All these views.
So talk about it constantly. Anytime you're unctioned to do it, speak about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have total control when it comes to your children.
Man.